We'll run through some of the lachos of Erev Tavshilin. This year, Santa falls out on Erev Shabbos, Thursday and Friday, comes on Erev Shabbos. So in order to be able to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, Chazal required that a person has to make an Erev Tavshilin. When Mishbura Paskins, the Tavshilin, the Erev Tavshilin does not work to allow you to prepare unless you're preparing in a way that you could use it on Yom Tov itself also. The person wants to cook and he cooks immediately prior to Shabbos, the food will not become edible on, will not be edible on Yom Tov itself. It's not lechatchila. The person should cook it in a way on Yom Tov early enough that he makes the Erev. If he cooks early enough on the Yom Tov, that when he could use it on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. So Friday morning, you should put up the challah on Friday morning, not wait till 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, put up the challah, and it will not be edible on Yom Tov still. But he says, he comes out in the Bir Lacha, if a person forgot to, he could still do it later on in the day. And that's Machlokes Amoraim in the Gemara, and there's two ways to understand it. When a person sets up the Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov, so there's the logic behind Erev Tavshilin is Mikra Din Midaraisa, you're preparing really for Yom Tov, Midaraisa, it's usable on Yom Tov, but since your mind, you're setting it up for Shabbos, so we say you have to do some kind of preparation before Yom Tov to designate you're thinking about Shabbos also besides Yom Tov. So Chazal requires this Erev Tavshilin. How do you make an Erev Tavshilin? Before Yom Tov, and Erev Yom Tov, a person designates and sets aside some food and some baked goods. The Chazal's eager thing is the cooked food. It has to be a cooked food. But yeah, but a person does not only set aside a cooked food and not the bread, it would be okay. It has to be a type of a food which you would use as part of a meal. A cooked food, like it could be meat, it could be eggs, it could be fish, something of that sort. It should be kosher. The chatzilah has to be a kazai, at least a kazai. So something kosher is the cover of a mitzvah, you should do something kosher. It's preferred the chatzilah that the food was made for the purpose of the Erev. You cook this egg, you cook this meat, you cook this fish for the purpose of making the Erev Tavshilin. A person takes that, the two things, he makes the bracha, shirkir, shabbat, shabbat, tivano, amitzvah, Erev, and he says the nusach found in the siddur, which would allow him to then use it to cook, bake, etc. Once he said it, if he wants, he can also use his Erev to help other people also. He can make the Erev for other people also. It says in the Musaf for ourselves and other people in the city. To do that, they have to own it. They should own it. You have to have somebody else besides yourself pick it up with intent to be kosher for them. Pick it up at least one tefach, 4 inches off the table. Pick it up with us to be kosher. Now it belongs to everybody in the city. And you make an Erev for everybody in the city in case they forgot an Erev. They can rely on your Erev. If a person is not going to be cooking on Yom Tov, he's staying by his in-laws, and he's not going to be doing any cooking. And he and his wife are staying in a different apartment, they're not doing any cooking, except under the purview of their in-laws. Where they're staying, they're not going to need that. But they're going to have to light an Erev there. They're going to have to carry maybe on Yom Tov. So you should make an Erev, so she'll, in that case, without a bracha. Not with a bracha, without a bracha. You should use the Erev Tavshilin. Once it's obviously the purpose, it's food for Shabbos, so you should eat it on Shabbos. You should eat the cooked food on Shabbos, and the pash should also be eaten on Shabbos. Since it was used for a mitzvah, we like to use it for other mitzvah, you should use it for Lecha Mishnah. When the Shabbos says you should use it for the Lecha Mishnah Friday night, don't eat it, cut the other challah. Shabbos day, don't eat it, cut the other challah. And by Shoshunas, you should eat that loaf. If you're planning to use both Friday night, you can eat it ready Friday night, nothing wrong with that. If a person wants to prepare on Yom Tov, he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, he wants to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, does Erev Tavshilin work for other things which are not Tzarech Achila? And do you need an Erev Tavshilin for other type of things? So a person wants to roll the Sefer Torah on the Yom Tov morning after davening, he wants to roll the Sefer Torah for the next morning. So Mishabura said, that's okay. Mishabura in Hilchos Shabbos talked about that. He said, that's okay. This seems to be a steer to Mishabura in Hilchos Yom Tov. But Mishabura in Hilchos Shabbos says, that's okay. A person could, if you have his Machadah, in that case, you could do it even without an Erev Tavshilin, you could do it. You could roll the Sefer Torah. His case was, the Sukkot was Shmirat Teres, Simchat Torah, then Shabbos. You want to roll the Sefer Torah from the Sefer Brach all the way back to the Bereishis on Simchat Torah. He said it's mutter even without an Erev Tavshilin. The Mishabura doesn't hold like that, but with an Erev Tavshilin you could do that. You could roll the Sefer Torah, or the same person wants to bring it. There's no Erev. He wants to carry a shul, a matzah to the shul on Yom Tov for Shabbos. He wants to do malacha now. He's doing malacha now on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but it's not Tzara Hachila. There, it's not, you can rely on the air for that. So in that situation, a person should use it on Yom Tov Hachila. He should use it on Yom Tov. Daven from that master mincha on Friday afternoon or something of that sort. One important point, the Eretz Yisrael does not permit you to do a malacha on Thursday. You cannot, first day Yom Tov, you cannot cook on the first day Yom Tov before Shabbos. It's only on the second day Yom Tov. Eretz Yisrael is not on the second day Yom Tov, not the first day Yom Tov. Okay, you should have a good Shabbos, have a chakash with the mat. Please remember to take your tefillin home next week. Hopefully there will be a later meeting for the boys also for Shabbos. Have a good day.